Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. The cat, the dog. How you gonna see it if you're living in the fog? X gonna give it to you.
You got a date on that? What the hell was that?
You were going deep cuts there. I didn't realize that.
What?
April 2015, almost 4 years ago.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was 3 or 4 years ago. 4 years ago.
Shut him down, open up shop. Oh, no. That's a rough rider's road.
Hey, you were into the deep cuts there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I was.
Are you going to see him if you're living in the fall?
So, with, wasn't Marilyn Manson on one of those? He did a song with Marilyn Manson, yeah.
I remember that one. 617-779-0985. Oh, boy, do we have something for takeaways for you, Jones.
Just going to confirm
because
that.
Because you made a mistake. I'm going to tell you about it coming up at takeaways at 150.
Oh, I made a mistake.
You made a major mistake, and you're going to be happy that I call you out on this mistake.
I don't think I make mistakes. I don't recall ever making a mistake.
Yeah, you made a mistake. You're going to get called out. You're going to hear some audio, and you're going to love it.
All right, good.
Because you overrated something. Which is rare for you. You don't often overrate anything.
I was too positive.
Yes, you were too positive. You gave too much praise to one individual thing related to the diarrhea. That is coming up. 617-779-0985. There have been some rumors in the last, 24 hours, maybe less. Emmanuel Sanders had a tweet last night responding to a Sports Talk radio show's Twitter account or a station's Twitter account that had tweeted out from 104.3 The Fan, should the Broncos approach Emmanuel Sanders about a contract restructure? Read more with a link to their website for a story. And, well, he retweeted that. If any Patriots want to retweet us, at 98.5 The Sports Hub. He retweeted it and said...
Well, they all read it, as we found out earlier today from Kyrie. The headlines all make their way into the locker room. So really, it's not that hard to see this and retweet it.
He tweets out the emoji with the monocle.
Oh, the monocle man.
Yeah.
I like monocle man emoji.
Monocle man emoji. Yep.
It's one of my favorites.
And then wrote, it ain't happening. No way, Jose. With the...
deuces.
The peace sign.
Monocle man and a deuce sign.
Yeah.
Again, Panarin needed the deuce sign.
Yeah.
Channel Park.
Ain't happening. No way, Jose. That's what Emmanuel Sanders said about reworking his deal with the Broncos. So let's assume he gets cut.
Good.
You want to go after him?
Yeah. This is a major caveat, and obviously it should go without saying, but I'll just point it out. If he's healthy, because what was the injury to end last season? Like, he got shut down late in the year, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know that he's fully healthy for offseason, never mind the beginning of the season, so... if he's fully healthy or anything approaching full health by the beginning of the year, yeah, I want him. He's the perfect kind of receiver for Brady. He's an inside-outside receiver. Like, he can play in the slot. He can play outside. He plays mostly in the slot in Denver, at least he did last year, but he has some outside capabilities similar to Julian Edelman. He's a route runner. He can be a big play guy. Yeah, he's not young anymore, but the Patriots, to get a young receiver like that, you either have to figure it out in the draft, which they've never done, or find one who's, in their 30s and maybe a bit of a distress cost.
He'll turn 32 in a couple of weeks.
That's Edelman. I mean, that's the same age, right? Or give or take a year.
The age concerns me because of the reliability factor with the injury.
But he was really good last year.
I know he was. I mean, even in the year that he was hurt, he didn't play a full season. He still had 71 catches, nearly 900 yards. He still had a good year.
He's the kind of receiver who would work here. Like
he'd be a perfect fit.
Those kind of guys are perfect fits here.
But who would you rather have? And you know what? I think Emmanuel Sanders would be. I've always thought he would be a great fit. I think the Patriots really screwed it up.
Yes, right.
When they made that offer sheet that they did when he was still coming out of Pittsburgh, that was awful. They should have made a real effort, and they thought for some reason that was going to be good enough, and it wasn't. And they could have easily spent more, and they could have had him, and he would have been great here.
Mm-hmm.
So do I like the player? Of course I like the player. I think he'd be a great fit. I just don't want that to be the move, like the upgrade for the team. And I feel if they get him, it could be. And that would be disappointing.
I see what you're saying. So if that's all they did at the receiver position, that's not enough. Okay, well, I actually agree with that.
Okay.
Go get Sanders and then draft one. Like, that's what I would say. Draft one highly. That would be my approach.
You know, use your first-round pick on one.
They've never done that. They should.
It's 30 seconds. It's not like it's a top 10 pick.
Right. And they've used the first-round pick to acquire a wide receiver, right? They did that with Brandon Cooks. So I would be okay with them drafting a wide receiver. I think part of the reason they struggle so much to find wide receivers is they usually try to find them where it's harder to find them, not impossible. The Steelers find them all the time in like the third round. That's actually where Sanders was originally drafted, somewhere in the mid rounds in Pittsburgh. They struggle with it. So I'd like to see them invest in the first round, but Manny Sanders would be a good fit. And assuming he's anything approaching full health by training camp or certainly by the start of the regular season, preseason, yeah, that's the exact kind of guy I'd like to see them go after.
He's due close to $13 million on their cap in Denver.
But if he's getting released.
No, I'm just saying, just to give you an idea where he's at right now, I think that cap figure is it's $12.937 million.
So he's probably not signing for the veterans minimum, in other words.
That's sort of my question.
Yeah, you're not going to get it.
What's the money going to be, and does it preclude you from doing other things?
Somewhere between zero and veterans minimum and $13 million. Call it the midpoint, $7 million. Does that get it done? That feels like something they'd do.
That feels like a number that I don't think they'd love.
You think it's too high?
Yeah, I don't think they want to do it at that number.
It'd be higher than Edelman. Does that cause complications?
I think it very well could.
Okay. I think that's a bad reason. I think that's a bad reason not to sign him, but I agree they think like that.
I think
agree
it's something you like have that. To factor in. And by the way, Golden Tate is 2 years younger, if you're factoring that in too.
I like Tate.
Who would you rather have? Based on age?
Probably Tate.
I'd take Tate.
Yeah, I'd probably
just take Tate. Just based on age
alone. The only thing that gives me pause is he was not good in Philly last year, but I feel like he'd be good here. Probably Tate would be my answer.
That would be my answer. 617-779-0985. Scott's in the car. What do you got, Scott?
Hey, Beetle.
Hey.
So, real quick. First off, I really like Beetle and Jones. I like it a lot. The legs, though, not saying anything negative, but I do like Beetle and Jones.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
The dono I want to call in about an hour, I want to call Felger and throw him a big dono to talk SEC football. Something tells me they wouldn't enjoy this model.
They probably wouldn't enjoy the model, but what would happen is the more unlikely they are or any other show is to talk about a specific topic, like the price for SEC football would need to be like $5,000.
Yeah.
Right?
And even then, they just hang up on you in 30 seconds.
Right. And then they kick you to the curb anyway, right. Scott.
And play it in final word.
Is what they would do. By the way, one of our shows, Toucher and Rich, every day is on Twitch. Someone said you can donate to them. Like, is that true? Can you donate to TNR? People on Twitter saying you can already do this.
Who gets the money, Jamelli?
I'm like, who is that?
We just blew up Jamelli's spot. He's just been pocketing hundreds of dollars a day.
I knew that TNR were broadcasting on Twitch. It's great. It's actually a very when I first watched it, I was like, wow, this looks way better than I thought it would. Like, this is not some crappy webcam setup. It's pretty good.
Yeah, maybe we just.
But can you give them donos?
I don't know.
Are they down with the donos?
I wonder if we got any for the Saturday party in Atlanta.
Ooh.
We were on Twitch.
That's right.
Is that payola?
Tim Staskowitz from the web department rolls up in a new Beamer outside. You're like, how'd you get that?
Wait a minute.
Hey, wait, how's the web guy? What happened?
Is that payola? Or is it plugola? I always get confused in those corporate meetings. Payola or plugola? I don't know which.
Donos. Yeah. It's all about the donos.
They didn't cover donos in our last corporate meeting, I don't think.
Billy's in New Hampshire. Hi, Billy. Billy!
Billy!
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Billy?
Oh, my gosh. It took 17 hours. But thanks for taking my call. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to give a shameless plug, okay? Bill Rainey, Century 21 Northeast, official real estate company. But what I wanted to talk
about. We don't do that crap. Now I got to hang up on you.
That was plug.
That was a plugola there.
That was plugola. You know, now that I hear it, I get it. That was plugola.
You got to pay for that.
The other would be payola. Yeah. That's plug.
We don't make you donate to us. But you're not going to get free advertising for a company. You can't do that.
Yep. Now that I hear it, I get it now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's not allowed.
Yep. I took those tests. I did well on those tests. I just proved it.
A little bit allowed.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Manny Machado just signed a $300 million deal with the Padres. Why not?
That's a kid who's in the front row waiting for autographs at Yankee spring training. And a reporter with his camera running tells the crowd what had just happened yesterday. And that little kid, Yankee jersey on, Yankee hat on, has a take. Big fan of this kid.
Oh, it's a take.
Huge fan of this kid.
Very wrong take, but it's a take.
I'm just a fan of the fact that he has a take.
Well, I guess that's fair.
And he's willing to let it rip?
Sure.
Right there in front of an audience?
Sure. I've had plenty of wrong takes in my time. That's true.
What is your issue with this kid?
Well, flesh your thing out a little bit. You're like, I like that he has a take. I've seen a lot of this. Like, kid, he's got a future in sports talk radio
sure does.
Now, doesn't he?
He could do it right now.
Okay, well.
He's got a take. He's ready to rip.
Not so sure about that. So, I hear quite a few things that are wrong. I hear quite a few things that are wrong.
I was ready then, I think.
I was wondering, you're playing the world champion Dallas Cowboys this year.
Is this you?
How do you feel about that?
Of course. What is that?
Of course it was. You don't know the story behind that?
I don't think so.
It was me calling in to talk to Drew Bledsoe on New England Cable News.
Oh.
I forget. I think it's Kids Company Sports World was the name of it.
Got it. Less of a take, like you said.
Yeah,
let's go right back to the phone calls. We'll talk to Mark and Quincy next. Mark?
There you go.
Yeah.
Say hi to Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, I do.
How you doing, Mark?
I was wondering, you're playing the world champion Dallas Cowboys this year. How do you feel about that?
Well, let's
talk about it.
No, how do you feel about it? That's open-ended.
Yeah.
That's open-ended. Hey, you ask an open-ended question, then you can kind of narrow it down, pin it down on something there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're more of a...
Talk about it.
Edward R. Murrow there, kind of, before, not really a hot taker. Okay, so this kid, fine. Okay, yeah, he's got a real future in sports talk. Does he? So I one more time, can I just hear him again? Who doesn't he want? He doesn't want anybody from the...
He doesn't want Machado, he doesn't want Bogarts, he doesn't want Betts.
He doesn't want anyone from the AL East,
right? He doesn't want Donaldson, he doesn't want any of those guys.
That's good news.
Why not? Why not?
That's good news.
I don't want anybody from the AL East. I don't want Bogarts, I don't want Betts. I don't want Donaldson.
Donaldson is not in the AL East, by the way. Donaldson not in the AL East anymore. Got traded out of the division last year, currently on the Atlanta Braves. I also don't really like his take. I don't think a Yankee fan should like that take at all. Oh, what? Like Johnny Damon? Like Mike Mussina, who you guys all love, going into the Hall of Fame now? AL East. AL East veteran. Johnny Damon, same thing. Jacoby Ellsbury. You don't like the Yankees doing that? That's what the Yankees do.
You are so devoid of any fandom.
That's what the Yankees
Adam
do.
Adam Jones.
Yeah.
That you have no understanding of where this...
Well,
how old do you think he is? 8, 9 years old?
Yeah, old enough. Old enough to know where Josh Donaldson plays. He should know that. He's got all this great knowledge about the AL East, except you don't know that Josh Donaldson didn't play there last year. Never mind this year.
You can't understand his point even a little bit.
It's kind of like taking Tom Brady from the Patriots and adding him to the Dolphins. It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. I love this kid.
Does. I, I,
it does.
It does. The Yankees do that all the time, in fact. They actually mine talent from all of baseball, but specifically the AL East. They actually do that all the time. But I just would bet that this kid, before he found out, wanted Machado. That's all I'd bet. I just venture.
So you think he's not genuine in his take?
No, I would wager on
crap.
Wager on the idea.
So you were never a kid and were you a Red Sox fan when you grew up?
Yeah.
Did they ever sign somebody you're like, oh, I hate this guy?
When you were a child.
When you were a child. Unlike now. Were you ever a Red Sox?
I don't know what you are now, but
when the Red Sox got Jose Canseco, I was torn as a fan.
Really?
As a fan. I hated him.
I was in on Canseco. Oh yeah.
I was in big on that one.
Big time. Yeah. It was like a ball bouncing.
A lot
off
of people hated Randy Moss
wall.
When he probably came here. It was torn. But a lot of people were probably torn.
Yeah, but that's not from a rival. You've got to pick someone that came from a rival team.
I just bet that kid wanted Machado. I bet he's such a Yankees fan that he wanted Machado and he'll just defend everything they do. Like, people are like, oh, good hot take. He's just a sycophant, really, is all he is. Just at the end of the day.
That's a word we haven't heard around here in a while.
It's just like, it's like.
It used to be one you'd hear often.
Yeah. It's just like listening to, it's like listening to a Patriots fan. Oh, good. He signed somewhere else. Didn't want him anyway. That's all it is. Just listening to Patriots phone calls. Like, we get them all. Oh, that guy signed somewhere else. Good. I didn't want him on the Patriots. That's what it sounds like to me. Oh, good. Oh, he signed somewhere. Yep, never wanted him. Wasn't interested. That's all it sounds like. He's just defending his team. That's all. A lot of kids do that.
No matter what the team did, they were going to be right.
Exactly. I'd venture a guess. That's how this kid acts.
Good. Yeah. I want him anyway.
Oh, good. Yeah, we don't have enough people in sports talk radio that defend the home team. Good. There's not enough of that. There's not enough of that kicking around. We need more of it. We need more of this kid. Yeah, whatever the Yankees did was right. Don't worry about it. Okay. I don't want more of that in sports talk radio.
6-1.
Oh, God, please. You can take any other guy in the league. I just don't want anybody. I want a star. You're not going to take a guy you hate from another team.
Why?
It's kind of like taking Tom Brady from the Patriots and adding him to the Dolphins.
Okay, no Brady.
That's Squeaky Maz and the kid put together. And they sound exactly alike.
Now, maybe the kid... Maybe Hardy could get a relationship with the kid, just get the kid to read back the lines. Maybe saves him a little time. Maybe the kid has a future in that.
Let's go back to your phones. Joe is in Burlington today. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going, Peter? Hey, Jones, I'll give you a dono to babysit my kids as long as you don't talk to them like that. Jeez, man, have some compassion. Like a nine-year-old, he doesn't have the capacity to memorize every shortstop in the league.
Okay.
Jones is humorless. We're finding out.
Everybody's complimenting his knowledge. I just felt like maybe it's worth pointing out that Josh Donaldson isn't in the AL East.
Jones is devoid of any emotion.
He's devoid of any passion for sports.
I didn't happen to find it as cute as you did.
That's why you have him on at night. Anyway, so, hey, earlier today you said that Gronk, you said the whole thing with Gronk and Brady and the TB12 thing and that whole thing and that it worked. But I'm just wondering if it did, because they became a run-first team, and obviously Gronk's numbers in the receiving area were down, and Brady actually, I would say he had a down year.
Brady did have a down year. No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, so I would say, like, hey, I understand the whole TB12 thing, like, that he wants to push it as a longevity issue, that it's the conditioning is better, but, like, I wonder if it takes away from the team. But my real question is do you think if they get, like, a wide receiver somewhere in the realm of, like, Beckham or even Sanders, do you think Brady actually stays and builds the chemistry? Because if he doesn't, I would say it would actually hurt the team. And I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay, Joe, appreciate the call. Does he go to all the OTAs? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. If that's what he meant, then no. I'm not sure Brady does any of that. I don't really think Brady should. I'm wrong. I was wrong about OTAs. Brady doesn't need to show up. You proved it. So you don't have to go back. Brady, don't go back. Gronk, don't go back. Those guys don't have to go back. I thought he was talking long-term is the way I interpreted that. Maybe I misinterpreted it. I don't think Brady's going anywhere.
What do you think is the right thing, though, for the OTAs? What's the right thing to do? And I'm not talking about the conditioning portion.
Yeah, I think the right thing.
I think the right thing is
to show up. I mean, I still believe that way,
even though he's proven
that he doesn't need to.
It's not necessary. But you know what I would also say?
I felt like he needed to, but I also felt like it was the right thing.
The guys who were in OTAs were not the guys who were on the field at the end of the season.
That's a good point.
Gronk wasn't there. Edelman was still coming back from injury.
Was he out there for OTAs? I thought he was. Maybe not.
But he wasn't.
He couldn't play in the preseason.
I know, but he wasn't 100%.
He wasn't for OTAs.
So I'm not sure how active he was at that time.
I honestly don't remember.
And
Sonny Michel was out there for OTAs.
And we know that Brady was working with Edelman secretly, quietly, at the team's facility on the side. And that's the one guy out of all the Jordan Matthews.
Yep. what are you saying, Chris Hogan and him weren't working on routes in the offseason?
For some reason, the OTAs, I don't think OTAs would have fixed Chris Hogan for the Super Bowl.
They looked in sync in the Super Bowl.
He wasn't ever going to be a deep threat in that Super Bowl. Who was the other guy? Why am I forgetting the name?
Dorsett?
No, the other clown they had from Cleveland that got cut in Cleveland.
Crap.
Kenny Britt?
Yes, yeah, Kenny Britt from Rutgers.
What a waste of time that was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, do I think it's disappointing that he wasn't out there throwing at Kenny Britt and, you know, Jordan Matthews? And by the way, I'm on the right side of this because at the time I said, this isn't going to matter. So I don't have anything to apologize for. I wasn't wrong.
I'm 100% on the wrong side of it.
I still wish he would go. I still think it sets a good precedent.
I still think it's
good for being the leader on the team.
I still think that, but apparently it doesn't matter. Like, I still think that, but it doesn't matter, apparently.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't ultimately matter.
Okay, who cares about the precedent?
But it doesn't matter in terms of how well you play. I think it does matter in terms of maintaining what the Patriots are. Maintaining the program. Maintaining all hands on deck. Maintaining, you know, the work ethic that I guess they've instilled in players for a very long time.
I'd like him out there if I had my druthers, but I don't think it really matters all that much for that. They kept the program on track. I doubted it, but they did.
I still like when they go. I still like giving the players credit for putting in the work in the offseason. Even if ultimately...
Especially, does it make a difference if there was a new like a new big target like Manny Sanders?
And they were healthy
like
and they were fully participating in camp? Yeah, I think it's worth it. Get as much work in as you can. Why not? Why would you not do that? That's what we've given Tom Brady praise for so many times.
Let's ask Brady if he doesn't go.
It's what we've praised, you know, guys like Peyton Manning for doing. The years that he had, you know, receivers to work with in the offseason. And Brady, to his credit, most years has done a great job of this. Last year was different for him.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, he's there and he's doing it. And, oh, by the way, he's even doing more. Going to the place in Montana. That didn't happen last offseason either.
Nope.
So, go back to OTAs, go back to Montana. It's still good that you do it.
No boys trip where they can scold.
You deserve credit for it.
They can scold Edelman for doing bench presses. No more of those trips.
Ultimately, is it going to change your chances? Probably not, but it's still good to do it. Still good to get the reps in. Not going to pretend like it's completely meaningless. He obviously felt it was important in previous seasons. He felt it was important to go to Montana and get extra work in beyond what he had done the season before. And that was not the first time that had happened.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you for the $100 donation. It's Miller time! Who needs a sub to chat when you can drop donos?
We got time for one more?
No. We don't have time.
All right, guys. I got to go.
All right, Gordon.
I appreciate
you playing.
It.
Yeah,
hopefully I can come back and play again.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
Hey, for sure, man. It was a pleasure.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
All right. See you, man.
My life.
You know what they were actually playing a couple nights ago, Jones, was Apex Legends. That's what they were playing.
That was the game?
That was Apex Legends that they were playing.
I told you, I'm more of a fan of regular Apex. Not the Legends. It's too advanced.
Apex Legends, Dr. Disrespect, who's big deal. Millionaire.
Yeah, he's like Shroud.
Dr. Disrespect on the Twitch, doing his thing with Gordon Hayward, whose wife, Robin, said, no, you don't have time for more games. You're a grown-ass man, and you have to get to work.
All right, guys. I gotta go.
No. Yeah, you do have to go. And stop your whining.
All right, guys.
It's time to go to work.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi, Gordon.
All right, Gordon.
Appreciate you.
You know a girl. Cool. You've met a girl before, so sure. Go hang out with her. That sounds like fun.
You got Dr. Disrespect getting donos dropped on him left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder if Gordon Hayward has dropped a little dono on Dr. Disrespect.
And you can drop donos.
Yeah, drop donos.
Whatever you like to do on your own time.
Josh from NBC Sports Boston says it's a little Jim Rome to him.
He definitely has a little bit of the Rome to him.
Rome.
Dropping donos.
We're out here dropping donos.
And you can drop donos.
Yeah, there is. That's a good call, actually. That's a good call.
Drop donos.
Can't believe the Rams only scored 3 points. Dropping such a dono in the middle of the field. Gross.
Drop donos.
Drop donos. You may remember, this is not the first time that Gordon Hayward's wife has told him to get the hell off the video game machine. She did that about a year ago, dropped a child in his lap and told him it was dinner time on Twitch, which was also broadcast live when it happened. She had to respond with a video, by the way, and we will play it for you. It is Robin Hayward talking about the response and the negative tweets and negative comments that have been sent her way in response to her saying, what a pathetic life I'm living, you know, watching you play video games. That was her quote.
Which she was totally kidding about.
Yeah, totally. Here it is. Yeah.
I just was reading some comments from people who were super offended from me on Gordon's stream yesterday saying he didn't have time for another game when he asked. We were leaving but to his workout, so don't get so offended by things. And when I was on the phone, it was a joke when I said, how pathetic is my life watching him play video games? Don't be so offended by things. Your life is going to be so miserable if you're offended by everything people say. I wasn't even watching him play video games. I had just walked in the room to tell him it was time to go. So I hope that makes you feel a little bit better, and I hope you have a better day.
I don't even know why she has feels the need to explain herself.
Why were they going to the workout together? Maybe this has been working with Jones all day, but I don't know. His right ankle was sprained. Can he not drive? Is it bad enough where he can't drive?
Wait a minute.
It's a couple of days old, right?
This is from Monday. We don't know when the ankle sprain happened. We just know it was during the break. They haven't played since Wednesday, so it could have been any time between Wednesday.
Would he be working out after the ankle sprain? Probably not.
Maybe he needs to get treatment. She does say workout, but maybe
pack up the kids and put everybody in the car and then drive Gordon to his workout?
If so, maybe that's why he hates his life so much and he just plays video games all day. He's like, we got to load up the minivan and go to practice. I can drive myself. We don't have to go as a family. We were talking about this the other morning. Yesterday morning, Rich was talking about the stickers on people's cars, the little family stickers with the mother.
Are those not the worst?
The mother, the father, the kids, the pets.
Maybe the dogs.
The Haywards have that on their minivan. They're driving over to practice. He's like, ugh, just let me. Can I just play my video games in peace, please? I'll drive myself to practice. We don't have to take the minivan. We don't have to do it with the little stickers on the back. We don't have to load it up with the three kids. I'll just drive myself to practice. Yeah, why are they going in tandem? Maybe they're green. Maybe they share a car.
Could be.
Maybe the Celtics have a babysitting service there.
Might. Like going to the Y or something.
Babysitting service. She can get in a workout. Drop off the kids. I'll go get in a workout.
What don't they have at that facility?
Well, they have the only place you can repair an injury in a hot tub, apparently, on planet Earth is right there in their new facility. That's why Kyrie couldn't go on the road.
Special whirlpools.
Yep. Yeah, magic whirlpools.
And what don't they have there?
Yeah. Magic whirlpools. Maybe she wanted to go take a magic
whirlpool.
They
don't have those in Charlotte.
No.
They don't have them in Charlotte.
Well, they don't have them in Philly, of course.
No.
There's nowhere he could have got treatment in Philly. Had to do it at the magic whirlpool.
The magic pools?
Yeah, magic pools.
Inside the facility. Yeah. Steve is in Billerica. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I heard a rumor. I don't know if you guys have heard anything. You might be able to help me out. I heard that the opening night game, the Patriots, is going to be moved to a Sunday night because this is the 100th year of the NFL, and they were going to do a special Green Bay and Chicago game Thursday night. Have you guys heard anything about that?
Yeah, it's not confirmed by the league at this point, but that is a pretty prominent rumor that it's been reported on. Sports Business Journal has had an item. I know Pro Football Talk had it before the Super Bowl was even played. They said regardless of the Super Bowl winner, it looks like Packers-Bears is going to be the opener next year. Who cares?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have an issue with it at all.
I like the Patriots playing in the opening game, but I don't think
The only reason I like it is because you get a little extra time and you get an extra 3 days before you play your next game. It's nice to open early in that you get extra time before week two.
I'm not even talking for the team. It's probably great for the team. I just mean as a fan. I just like having that game isolated, and then I can just kick up my feet and just enjoy the rest of week one all day long.
Still can if it's a Sunday night game.
Kind of, though. But it's like at that point, you're like, man, I've been watching football all day. It's week one. Like, it's like it's nice to have it isolated, take a break, then boom, But I don't think it's an anti-Patriots thing or anything like that. I don't know if that's what the caller was getting at. I know that's what a lot of people feel out there. I don't think it's an anti-Patriots
thing. Can you believe this crap, Jim? We're getting a Sunday night game right out of the gate. You got to be kidding. It's better than a Thursday.
Yeah,
better than a Thursday night for our purposes.
I disagree.
Yeah,
I disagree.
Disagree?
Absolutely, because we work all night, and then we have to work the whole week after
that. Correct.
Thursday, work the night, then you get Saturday, Sunday off. You work the Friday, then you get Saturday, Sunday off.
I disagree, because doing a show Thursday night, doing a show early Friday morning and then doing another show Friday morning, I'm toast.
I do feel it's rushed, though. That Thursday night game feels rushed. You got, like, Labor Day is Monday, then all of a sudden you come back to work Tuesday. They're playing Thursday. Like, everybody, for everybody. Like, you come back to work. Everyone's back to work, back to school Tuesday after Labor Day, and, like, they play 2 days later.
There's nothing I hate more than a Thursday night football game. Hate it the most.
I get it off. I enjoy those Thursday night games.
Yeah, no, I know.
I got a whole day off. Yeah, it's great.
I got a suggestion for the powers that be here. Jones works middays with Arcan.
I go home and kick up
Beetle
the feet.
And Zoe don't work the day of the game. We'll be back the next morning.
That's going to take a big dono, Beetle.
Well, good thing I'm not playing with my money. I'm playing with the company's money.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're not close to an Awaken 180 location, their worldwide program offers the same great results from wherever you are, online at awaken180weightloss.com. All right, Jones, you overrated something. You were a little too positive on something, and that is you thought that Chan Ho Park diarrhea was the best clip about...
I called it the goat. We like to talk about the goat a lot in New England. I called it the goat diarrhea video of all time.
Yeah,
a lot of diarrhea.
I'm not sure that's entirely true. Because this story from George Brett has to be... a much better and higher rated clip than what you've suggested.
It's a good one.
Okay? Oh. Mm. Have a listen.
Pardon.
Your left side.
My pants last night. I did. Went out and had a great meal, just a great meal. I had to go to the bathroom so bad in the car. I'm going, travel, hurry up, man. I had in my pants. I'm good twice a year for that. When was the last time you your pants? Yeah. Been a while? I was in Vegas a couple years ago. This is an honest to God true story. Staying at the Bellagio. I went over to the Mirage for dinner, met some friends of mine over there. Went to Kokomo's, a great little steakhouse. The guy brings out some fresh crab legs.
Good plug for Kokomo's.
He just came in. I got to give them to you guys. I'm eating them. Then we go play gamble a little bit. I had a tea time early in the morning. So I said, look, I got to get going. I'm walking back to the hotel. I get three quarters of the way out of the lobby, and all of a sudden I go, oh, and I'm standing here like this. I got my butt pinched so I'm I can't move. All of a sudden, you know, felt all right. I went just like this. Water. I had some food poisoning from the crabs. Take off my leather jacket. Tied it around my waist. I got jeans on, black bucks, no socks. And then I just start walking. Every time I'm walking, something's coming out. It's water. Straight water. Then, to check how sick I was, then I'm standing outside, I got my cell phone, and I called it. I said, Larry, you won't believe this. I'm standing outside the Bellagio. I can't move. I got everywhere, all over myself. And Larry's about a 48 waist. So he brings me over a pair of pants and some towels. And so then he comes over and he meets me where I'm standing. I tell him where I'm standing. He finds the closest bathroom when you go up the escalator to go into the I can't get in the elevator. You know? So he goes in, he finds the closest bathroom in the lobby of the hotel, and then I get in the escalator, and he kind of pretends like he dropped something so no one gets behind me. He tells me where it is. I go in there. He goes and gets the towel all wet for me, throws it over the stall. I take off all my clothes, just wipe off, leave my shoes, left my shoes, my pants, everything right there, the towels right there in the stall, and I'm walking barefoot with my shirt and his pants that are 48 waist through the lobby like this at midnight. Got up in the morning, took the most perfect double tape I've ever had in my life. True story. Who's the pitchers in this game?
By the way, who's pitching today?
Hey, by the way, who's throwing today? What do they got, like a slider, change? Little curveball there.
At what point did the people who are listening to him just get completely disinterested?
Are they just like stretching? He just runs up to
They're like along the first base side stretching.
Yeah.
And he's just rambling on about all the times he's let it go in his pants.
Like water. It's just water.
He's good for that a couple of times a year?
A couple times a year. Not a great. I mean, not. I don't want to. I don't want to scare away any potential sponsors, but not a great advertisement for Kokomo's Steakhouse.
Kokomo's has
say.
Since closed.
Have they? Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah,
Kokomo's is no longer there.
I'd say that's not a great advertisement.
I'm good twice a year for that.
Twice a year.
When was the last time you your pants? Yeah. Been a while?
Yeah. What are you saying? It's not healthy? Huh? Oh, it's been a while? Okay. Yeah, maybe I need to change. Maybe I do need to change my diet. Never really thought about that.
Guys like me? Never.
Yeah, he's like, what?
When I was a child, a small child.
Do you think?
When I was a baby and I wasn't potty trained.
Do you take him at face value for twice a year, or is that like he's dressing up? Like, if he admits twice a year, it's really like five times a year.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah. So I'm good for about twice
like
a year.
It sounds like a rather genuine story.
He's pretty open and
he's
honest.
He's pretty open and honest. So when he says twice a year, I'm going to take him at his word.
Maybe we need to give him the benefit of the doubt. Most people, I
that would be the first guy you've ever given the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe he needs the benefit of the doubt. That's probably a better story than Chan Ho. Chan Ho is pretty good though. It's on the Mount Rushmore. Let me put it. I'll put it to you like that. It might not be the goat. It's on the Mount Rushmore.
Not the goat.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of
diarrhea stories.
And
Tortorella, we brought this up because of John Tortorella today.
Oh.
I mean, he gave you a little something there.
Yeah.
Then he's sick.
He f***ed his pants. He was puking. He was doing everything. So enough.
Enough.
All right, guys. It was like water, okay? What else do you want
it's
me to say?
Coming
like
out
water
everywhere.
It's water
all
everywhere.
Over the place.
Okay.
What do you want from me? All right. Who's in tomorrow? Arcan? Is that the plan? All right. Arcan will be here tomorrow. Jones, you going to mornings?
I think I'm going to mornings.
We think?
I think.
You might want to check on that.
I'll double check.
Vulture back at it tomorrow at 6 a.m. I'm back at it tomorrow at 10 a.m. with Christian Arcan. Felger and Maz, the whole crew, they're here. They're coming up just seconds from now. Have a great rest of your day. See you, Jones.
See ya.
You heartless bastard.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.